November 21, 1907 Love and union between creator and creature. Continuing in my usual state, I was uniting myself with our Lord, making his thought, his heartbeat, his breath and all of his movements one with mine, and then adding the intention of going to all creatures, to give all this to all. And since I was united to Jesus in the Garden of Olives, I also gave to all and to each one, and also to the purging souls, the drops of his blood, his prayers, his pains and all the good he did, so that all the breaths, movements and heartbeats of creatures might be repaired, purified, divinized. And I gave the fount of all goods, which are his pains, as remedies for all. While I was doing this, Blessed Jesus told me in my interior, My daughter, with these intentions of yours, you wound me continuously. And since you do them often, one arrow does not wait for another, and I am always wounded again. And I said, How can it be possible that you are wounded, when you hide and make me suffer so much in waiting for your coming? Are these the wounds? Is this the love you have for me? And he, Rather, I have said nothing of all I should tell you. The soul herself, while she is a pilgrim, cannot comprehend all the good and love that passes between creatures and Creator. That her operating, speaking, suffering is all in my life, and that only by acting in this way can she do good to all. I will just tell you that each thought, heartbeat and movement of yours, each member of yours, any suffering bone of yours, are as many lights that come out from you. And as they touch me I melt them for the good of all, while I send back to you, tripled, as many other lights of grace. And in heaven I will give them to you of glory. It is enough to tell you that there is such union, such closeness, that the Creator is the organ, and the creature is the sound. The Creator the sun, the creature the rays. The Creator the flower, the creature the fragrance. Can one perhaps be without the other? Certainly not. Do you think that I do not take into account all your interior work and your pains? How can I forget them if they come from my very self, and are one thing with me? I also add that every time my passion is remembered, since it is a treasure exposed for the good of all, it is as if one put it on a counter, to multiply it and distribute it for the good of all.